Some fine banjo playing there from Gerry O'Connor, playing a couple of Irish reels for us. That man is a wonder on the banjo. Now we're continuing in the sort of country mood because we're having Mick Flavin and Sandy Kelly. They're singing a track that was a big hit for many people. I think Daniels had a go at it as well. But this, Mick Flavin and Sandy Kelly, and I Heard the Bluebird Sing.
Seemed just like a breath of spring. And when I looked into her eyes, I thought of bluest summer skies. And when I held her hand in mine, I heard the bluebird sing. They sang of
wondering if you loved her.
Will she marry?
Marry if he likes her.
Will her heart be?
Heart be too for him for
then and evermore. And when she's lonely,
lonely is he near her.
When there's sad. And every gloomy winter's day I heard the bluebirds sing. They sang of waiting,
waiting for the flower,
and of counting,
counting every hour,
till the bluebird
chirps its welcome
into the world once more. And over waiting,
waiting
earth. We were married in the village church. Our wedding seemed just like a dream come true. So many years have come and gone. Our love is still as true and strong as when I found her long ago. And still do birds sing. They sang of love.
Now there's a track that proves that we Irish can do country music as good as many others. And that was Mick Flavin and Sandy Kelly. And I'm a bit sad to say, friends, that I'm a great admirer of Sandy Kelly. She does a lot of very good Patsy Cline tribute and had her own television programme for a long time here in Ireland. She's also recorded with stars such as Johnny Cash and George Hamilton IV and others. And I haven't got anything of her material. So we'll have to look for Miss Sandy Kelly because she a good country voice. There she was joined, as I said, with Mick Flavin. Now, I make no apologies for this next track. It's my favourite Irish female singer. And of course, you know, I'm talking regular listeners will know. I'm talking about Anne-Marie O'Riordan. And once again, it's confession time on Sounds Irish, because this was the first track I ever heard Anne-Marie sing. It tells the story of the man reminiscing about his days in Coora Clare, where they all used to meet, Coora Clare in the village, where they all used to meet at the chapel gates. That was a sort of rendezvous where they used to play football and chat and watch the girls go by. And he's reminiscing and he's going back someday to Coora Clare and he wants to be buried inside the chapel gates where he spent most of his youth. This is a wonderful voice and the way she sings it is, I don't care, gorgeous, right? Anne-Marie O'Riordan and Coora Clare.
I've been away from Ireland now for nearly 50 years, and thoughts of home are still so dear to me. Often I gaze across the ocean and my eyes grow dim with tears. Let me tell you of the visions that I've seen as a barefoot child. I stood there when the summer sun did shine across the steeple of that little church down there, and we gathered every evening while the weather would be fine around the chapel gate. Dreams, I'd love to ramble down the village street and meet the boys and girls gather there for to sing the good old songs telling of old Ireland rounds around the chapel gate. Planned and matches made and stories old and new around among the boys that gathered there. football matches till the final whistle blew. Around the chapel gates in Coorat Lane, we would talk about the neighbors, the weather and the time. The boys were courting on the sly. We would watch the collies passing down and bid them the time of day. And perhaps we'd catch a twinkle in their eye. So in dreams I'd love to ramble down village street and meet the boys and girls gather there for to sing the good old songs telling of old Ireland's wrongs. Around the chapel gates in Coorat Lane, I'm growing old and weary in this land so far away, but I'll return to Ireland yet, if God will spare. And when all is done, they lay me at the closing of my days inside chapel gates in Coorat Lane, inside the chapel gates in Coorat Lane.
A fabulous performance there by Anne-Marie O'Riordan and Coora Clare. Now, in the war, 1960s, we're going back again, Joe. In the 1960s, I had a regular job playing in a very high-class restaurant, about 5 miles away from where I live in Bray, County Wicklow, which is on the east coast of Ireland, about 12 miles south of Dublin. And I used to play the electronic organ sort of as background music, but then it got a bit more than background music. It became request time, and people used to come from, well, all over the place and have a meal, and during the meal they'd slip up and ask me to play or sing. This is the way it went, and I enjoyed it immensely. It was a great 6 years of my life, and I enjoyed it, as I say, tremendously. On one of the nights, I think it might have been Tuesday night, they had what was called cabaret night. And it was then that I sort of was joined by various cabaret groups, mainly at the time. We had very few solo artists, but one of the groups that was very, very popular, no longer in existence, but one of the groups that was very, very popular at the time was a group called Emmett Spiceland. And this was the beginning, friends, of the ballad scene in Ireland. There were ballad groups sprouting up in every little hamlet in the country. Some of them were really very good, and some of them, well, we won't go there. But one of the groups that came out were Emmett Spiceland. Nice lads, three nice lads. And they came out to me a couple of times. Sometimes, I think they even came out when they weren't appearing, and we'd sit down and have a cup of coffee, and they'd listen to me playing. But this is one of the big hits that they had in Ireland at the time. It's called Mary from Donegal in County where? Donegal. Yes, you've guessed it. And he falls in love with Mary, but he has to leave because her cruel father will not allow him to marry Mary. So listen to the wonderful harmony of Emmett Spiceland and Mary from Donegal.
Oh, then fare thee well, sweet I'm crawling reasons I am bound for America. Oh, then Mary, you're my heart's delight, my pride and only care. It was your cruel father would not let me stay there, but absence makes a heart grow fond, and when I am over the main, may the Lord protect my darling girl till I return again. Seated on the grass, and by my side a bottle of wine, and on my knee a lass.
Didn't they make a lovely sound, a lovely blend of harmony there, Emmett Spiceland and Mary from Dunglow? Now, a few moments ago, when I played Anne-Marie O'Riordan, I said she was my favourite Irish female singer, and so she is, but here's one that runs very, very close. I'm speaking of Dolores Keane. Dolores hails from, well, a musical background. It's in her genes, you know. We've had Sean, her brother, but her aunt, her two aunts were great Irish traditional singers. There was a great tradition of Irish music in Dolores Keane's family. Now, she branched out a bit in her career. She didn't stick strictly to traditional music because she could sing anything. But here she's singing one of the tracks that I love her singing. It's not Galway Bay. It's My Own Dear Galway Bay.
Far away I am today from scenes I roamed a boy, and long ago the hour I know I foresaw in the night. But time nor tide or waters wide could wean my heart away. Oh, forever true, it flies to you, my own dear Galway Bay. Oh, grey and bleak, by shores and creek, the rugged rocks abound. But sweet and green, the grass between, as grows on Irish ground. So friendship fond, all wealth abound, and the love that lives always. Bless every home beside you form, my own dear Galway Bay. And hopeful I'd be content with whatever God sent, would never go wrong. And I'd lay my bones near church stones beside you, God. Blessings of a poor old man be with you night and day. The blessing of a lonely man whose heart will soon be cleansed. It's all of heaven I ask of God upon my dying day.
Isn't she lovely? The lovely sound of Dolores Keane and my own dear Galway Bay, and I do love that accent. Now, a total change of style. Do you remember on last week's programme I played track Kilkelly by the Byrne Sisters, and I think I played a version, a song by them the week before, and I told you we'd be hearing more. And I'm as good as my word, because this is an album that I recently acquired and I'm delighted with it. The Byrne Sisters, they're telling us all about, well, it's Far From My Home. And they're telling us that they left their home and they went to another land, and now they're over there and they're looking back and dreaming of home. And how many Irish emigrants are doing just that?
Away for a life I thought was free. Well, I
Arshavagaestuk Sounds Irish, Limisha, Joe Bullard.
With a tear in my eye, I will say my last goodbye. For I'm going where the grass, it is greener. Out of town, homeward bound, I am leaving today. To the land that I forever dream of. Ireland, my Ireland, I'm coming home. Though I roam, sure my heart never left her. O'er the dark rolling sea, she is calling to me. Oh, I'm coming back home to Ireland. When I first left my home, to roam as a boy, sure my age was just 20. With my head full of dreams, full of hopes, full of schemes, to a land that was so full of plenty. Ireland, my Ireland, I'm coming home. Though I roam, my heart for my home was ever yearning, and my dreams wandered forth to the land of my birth, and the day when I would be returning.
There we heard Martin Byrne's version of a lovely song called Ireland, My Ireland. Now, I think it may have been on the very first Sounds Irish, way back when, I played a version of this, and I've played countless versions of it ever since. I've even recorded it myself. I think I may have played you my recording of it. But I have been of the opinion, and you're all well aware of my opinion of this particular melody, that I preferred it to be played rather than sung. But having said that, friends, I'm going to play you yet another version of the song. And it's by Sheila Ryan. And it's a version, of course, of the lovely Londonderry air. And what really appeals to me is this, the way she treats this song so gently and does a superb backing on it as well. Sheila Ryan and Danny Boy.
Ooh.
Danny boy, the pipes of war are calling from glen to glen and down the mountain side. The summer's gone. It's you must go and I must bide. But call me by when summer's in the meadow, or when the valley's hushed and white with snow, it's I'll be here in sunshine or in shadow. Oh, Danny boy, oh, Danny boy, I love you so. Dream.